Chazar is zeichen nishma sabachi cheskel shalag ben avram Yehuda. Tech the brachas daf nun gimel. Brisa says as matzah Shabbos, a goy took a light, a fire from a yid, or a yid took a fire from a goy, you can make a bracha on that. But if a goy took a light, a fire from a goy, you can't make a bracha on that. Why is it that when a yid takes a fire from a goy, you're allowed to make a bracha, and when a goy takes a fire from a goy, you're not allowed to make a bracha on that fire? Can't be because the fire worked on Shabbos, and when a yid takes from a goy, you shouldn't be able to either be able to make a bracha on that fire. Rather, must be you make a bracha on the new fire, then that therefore it's not a problem about the fire that worked on Shabbos. Because the new fire didn't work on Shabbos. And when it's a goy from a goy, we have a gzeira that maybe someone's going to take immediately after Matzah Shabbos and make a bracha on the fire immediately that was still there from Shabbos that did malacha on Shabbos. That's why in that case it's a gzeira. Bryce said if someone's walking outside a city and sees a fire, if there's at least 50% Jews in that city, he's allowed to make a bracha on that fire. Bryce says someone walking outside a city and sees a child with a fire with a flame in his hand, so he has to check to see if this fire is a Jew. If he's a Jew, then if the child is a Jew, he can make a bracha on that fire. Someone's walking outside a city and sees a fire. If the fire is a big fire, like the size of the opening of an oven, then he's allowed to make a bracha on it. It's clear that was meant for purposes of lighting up. But if not, then it was probably made for purposes of cooking. You can't make a bracha on that type of fire. More answers from Steers of Bryce is to say that when the fire is lit in an oven that makes bricks, so in the beginning, such a fire you can't make a bracha on such a fire because it's made not for lighting, for light. But at the end it is, and therefore at the end you'd be able to make a bracha at the end of the process. One Bryce says that you could make the bracha of a basic knesses or basic medish, a bracha on the fire of a basic knesses or basic medish. One says that you can't. More answers, if there's an important person, Adam Choshev in the basic medish, then the fire is lit just for his honor, and therefore it's not meant for lighting. You can't make a bracha. The Bryce says you could make a bracha, talking about with no Adam Choshev there. Another answer is that with the Shamish, you could make the bracha because he uses the fire for light. Another answer is, with the sufficient moonlight that you don't need the light, you wouldn't be able to make the bracha because that fire is not lit for light. Bryce says if people are sitting in basic medish and a fire is brought to them to make a bracha, but Shami says everyone makes their own bracha, but Hillel says one makes a bracha for all of them. Hillel says one makes a bracha because Ravam had this melech, but Shami says everyone makes their own bracha, so you shouldn't be mevat to the whole base medrash. Mish said, Ein mevarech leila nerva leila b'som shel mason. The nerva mace is made for his honor, and therefore it's not meant for light, so you can't make a bracha on that. The b'somim of a mace is made to remove the bad smell, and therefore you can't make a bracha on that either. Yehuda Merav says, if it's a type of mace that they would bring out fire for him, whether by day or by night, then you can't make a bracha on that. Clearly it's for his honor, but if they would only bring out fire for him at night to illuminate, then you would be able to make a bracha on that. Huna says the b'samim of a bathroom, you can't make a bracha on that. That's just meant to remove bad smell. Does that mean that if it's not intended to smell, you can't make a bracha on it? We learned that if someone walks by a perfume shop, he makes a bracha, even though the intent there is to sell, not to smell it. Mar says it is intended for people to smell, because that's how you get people to come and buy. I said if someone's walking outside a city and smells b'samim, if the majority of the people from the city are Jews, you can make the bracha. Yosi says even if roiv are Jews, still you can't make a bracha because there's a miyot to do it for kishuf. There are miyot to do it for just to finish off kalim, and therefore it turns out that you don't have a roiv who's doing it for smelling. Yehuda Merav and Rashi both say that even if you are too far to have hanah, it's okay as long as if you were close, you would be able to have anah. That's cool that you're close enough to have anah. You can make a bracha on the fire. Bryce said if you have coals that are glowing, you can make a bracha on the barmeo esh on that. But if you have coals that are dimming, then you cannot make a bracha on that. Rava argues with the previous sheets and says that you actually have to have actual hanah in order to make a bracha on the fire. And Ula and Chizkiya say you have to be able to tell the difference, enough light that you should be able to tell the difference between similar types of coins. It said Misha Acha v'chulu. It was Vidur of Din by Abba said the machalek is only when you forgot to bench, then the machalek is whether or not you have to go back. But if you purposely didn't bench there, everyone would agree that you can only bench if you go back there and bench. In a Braisa, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, so if, according to you, if someone was all the way on top of a palace, top of a high tower, and he ate over there, and he came all the way down and forgot to bench, does he have to go all the way back up the bench? Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, if someone was all the way up on top of a tower and forgot his wallet up there and came all the way down, wouldn't he go back up and get the wallet? So the same thing, of course he has to go back up and bench. The true Talmidim, one who actually forgot to bench and was machmer like Beis Shammai to go back and bench, and he found a wallet of gold coins. One of them purposely didn't bench, and he just benched wherever he was later on, and a lion came and ate him. Rabbi Rachana was going with a caravan, and he forgot to bench, and he wanted to go back, but he said the caravan people will never let him go back, so he made up the story that he forgot a golden dove there. They took him back, he benched, and there was a nace that he found in the sand, the taka of a golden dove. Mishnah said, how long does it take for digestion? Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you're not hungry yet from the meal. Rish Lakish says, as long as you're still thirsty after eating. Morgan says, what Rish Lakish really means is that for a big meal, it's for as long as it takes to walk four mil. But for a small meal, it's as long as you're thirsty after eating. Mishnah said, you can make amen on a bracha of a yid, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha. But if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how could it be yaitz of the bracha. Mechia Barav said, we're talking about a case where he's not looking to be yoytz to the bracha, just to say amen to a bracha that he heard. Rav would tell his son Chia, and Rav Huna would tell his son Rabbah to choose to make be the one to make the bracha, not the one to say just say amen. Marias of Brisa says that the gadol ha'ayna amen yoytzim in amavarech. It says machlekes tanoim. Rav said to Shmuel, you're not allowed to say amen after children who are just saying brachas to learn them. Brisa says that Rav Ziloi holds that the oil that you would use to rub on their hands before making the bracha is ma'akev, the making of the bracha. Zivoi says it's not ma'akev. Reacha says it is ma'akev. Ramoi says just like someone with not a good smell is puzzle fit avoid it, so too, hands that don't have a good smell, you can't make a bracha with those hands. Achma Yisak said, I only know what Brisa says. Brisa says that we learn from a pasuk that one has to wash mayim achronim after eating, then he must use a shemen to remove the odor from his hand, and then you can go ahead and bench the bracha. Adnalach perek elu devarim.